How common can we get?
I wouldn't put it that way, dear.
How would you put it? Give me the young junior executive, Annie. You found it. Yeah, like you found that briefcase. You haven't turned it in yet. Just like you haven't turned me in. Yes.
Theater 5 presents Finders Keepers.
Pardon me, sir, but I believe you forgot this.
What?
This briefcase, you left it in the phone booth.
I never saw it before.
Oh, but I saw you. I was standing outside waiting to call my wife.
I wasn't in no phone booth.
Oh, but you were. This briefcase was on the floor when you stepped out.
I tell you, it ain't mine. You made a mistake.
But you were in the phone booth.
Let go of my arm, punk. You heard what I said. Now beat it. I gotta catch a train.
Hey, the mister.
Beautiful bag, too. Something my wife could well afford to give me as a birthday present. Pigskin, brand new, with a gold-plated lock. But what does one do with a strange briefcase? Good evening, Rosa. Will you call Mrs. Binder to the phone? Hello, Sue Ellen. Oh, you're on the extension. Good. I'm glad you didn't get the station wagon out. Yes, dear, it's business again. A client, a Midwest chap. We handle his account, so I'm stuck with it. What? Well, yes, there have been a lot of clients this past 2 months, but that's business, dear. If you'd ever worked in an agency, you'd know. No, dear, I won't be late. You go ahead to the Art Society dinner. I'll try and join you there. Well, I know we're both sponsors, but it's your money, dear. I have to run now, dear. The client's waiting in the cocktail lounge. Bye, dear. Sue Ellen's been more irritable than usual. Too many social events, if you ask me. Garden club, kennel club, hunt club, all those community drives. I don't think she actually knows anything. I mean, about Sandra and me. Sandy's probably waiting for me in the cocktail lounge right now. First, this briefcase. It's lost. No initials. I better turn it in at the lost and found counter. The only honorable thing to do. Say, is anyone in there?
Oh, the clerk is in there, all right, among his lost and found loot. He's looking for my umbrella. This is the third time I've been here. I frankly don't believe anybody ever gets anything back.
Oh, indeed.
Did you ever get anything back from a railroad?
No, but I never lost anything.
Well, just lean across this counter and look in there. All those briefcases, those raincoats, hats, odds and ends.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No umbrella's been turned in with Betsy engraved on a silver handle.
You see what I told you? 500 lost umbrellas in there, but not mine.
Look, our train crews turn all lost property in at the end of each run. Now, maybe you didn't leave your umbrella on the shopper special last Tuesday.
This young man is a racket.
Oh, please, lady.
Well, I've learned my lesson. If I find something, I certainly won't turn it in here. From now on, it will be finders keepers. You may be sure of that.
Oh, boy. I'm glad I don't get many like her. Hey, speaking of losing things, did you hear about that intercity stick-up across the street? Two guys knocked the bank over for 30 grand 20 minutes ago.
Oh. Well, how could they? Bank closed at 3.
Yeah, don't ask me, but they did. One guy panicked, blasted the cashier. Yeah, what I could do with 30 grand. You want to turn in that briefcase, huh?
No. I'm just killing time until my train... Suppose you do find a lot of queer things in those unclaimed pieces of luggage.
Hey, you can say that again. Everything from fresh fish to uncut diamonds. Safety razors, dope, wigs, brassieres and brass knuckles.
Money?
Sometimes. I had a real scare last week, though. I'm here alone, see? And I hear a sound like a ticking coming from that stack of briefcases. Did I jump over this counter and run?
Well, what did you do?
I called the cops. They called the bomb squad.
And, was it?
Nah. Some kind of a wind-up toy for a kid.
I'm sorry I'm a little late, Sandra. It won't happen again.
Oh, yes, it will, Stuffy. You'll start meeting me later and later until... some evening you won't show up at all.
Why do you say that? Waiter, two double martinis. And I wish you wouldn't call me Stuffy.
Oh, isn't that what they called you in college? Stuffy Binder the Third.
Certainly not.
And what delayed you this time? Have you run out of clients to keep you in town?
I found a briefcase.
Come again?
Well, I went to call my wife and found a briefcase. I went after the chap who left it in the phone booth, but he said it wasn't his.
So?
So I put it in one of those quarter luggage lockers.
Gee, Junior, maybe there's a bomb in it. I saw a movie once where a bomb...
Why would anyone want to plant a bomb in a telephone booth? Wait. Thank you. Well, Sandra, dear, the future.
Future for who?
For us.
Are you kidding? You got me at this end and Mrs. Elvin Binder the Third out in Westchester. That's not going to change, is it, Junior? You know it's not. Okay, to the future.
I wish you wouldn't talk this way, Sandy. We have a lot in common.
Yeah, how common can we get?
I wouldn't put it that way, dear.
How would you put it? Give me the young junior executive angle. You found me. Yeah, like you found that briefcase. You haven't turned it in yet. Just like you haven't turned me in. But that's the proper binder thing to do, isn't it?
You know, dear, you can be very catty in a very cheerful sort of way. I shouldn't have mentioned finding that briefcase.
Oh, tell me more.
About what?
Maybe the thing has a wad of money in it. Would you split it with me?
People with fortunes in attaché cases don't leave them lying around.
Oh, so now it's an attaché case. So now you're a diplomat.
An expensive piece of leather, easily $100.
How are you going to explain it to Lady Binder?
I don't think I will. I'll turn it in at the Lost and Found desk.
But there could be money in it.
More likely a magazine, a pair of overshoes, something like that.
What I could do with a few thousand bucks. I'd quit my stupid job and get...
And what?
Look at me, Stuffy. A lot of girls make out with a lot less than what I've got. You don't need talent these days. All you need is a break. Your name in the paper. Stuff like that.
I'll tell you what. You can have whatever's in that briefcase. Only it's locked.
Now, somewhere in your required reading courses, you must have run across the word locksmith.
Locksmith. That's not a bad idea.
Not all my ideas are too bad. Now, there's a little shop over on 6th Avenue. They make keys while you wait. Now, the man can probably pick a silly little briefcase.
So it's me, Sandra.
Aren't you curious to see what's in it?
Oh, I'm afraid we'll be disappointed.
Well, you never know till you try, Stuffy. Come on. Drink up. Here's to money. The best friend a girl ever had. Then we'll take your precious bag and... Well, who knows? Are you sure you know where we're going?
There must be 2,000 lockers in this station. Slow down a minute, dear. Let me think.
Oh, good heavens, can't you remember?
The briefcase isn't going to run away. Now, let's see. When I left the Lost and Found desk, I came down the steps, turned left.
You've had too much to drink.
One martini? Oh, ridiculous.
Okay. Where's the locket? It's got to have a number on it.
Of course. I should have thought of that. Now, where did I put it?
What is all that junk in your hand?
Hmm? Oh. Well, this is my front door key. These are the car keys. Safety deposit box key. My office key. Desk drawer key.
How about the one that's not on your key ring?
Huh?
Elvin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, could this be it?
Yes, it could. What's the number?
Number 806. And this locker is...
821. It, must be right here someplace. Oh, you're all turned around.
Hmm?
Here it is. Here, the top locker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee, I can hardly wait, Elvin.
You're cute, you know.
And it's all mine?
It's all yours, Miss Ovenka.
Here we are. Isn't this a beauty?
Well, come on. Let's get over
here. Just to... a moment, mister. Hmm? Is that your briefcase?
Of course it is.
You put it in that locker?
Of course. You see me taking it out, don't you? Say, well, what is this?
Mind if I take a look?
What?
Police.
As a matter of fact, this isn't really mine.
All right, you want to open it for me? We can save a lot of time.
You see, I sort of found this, and, well, it's locked. I don't have a key.
What's your name? Any ID?
A what?
Identification.
Of course. I'm Elvin Binder, 1111 Fox Hill Drive, Derby Manor, Westchester.
I think I'll run along.
I think you'd better hang around a little longer with your boyfriend, and... what's your name, miss?
Sandra Haveka. I run the switchboard at Hutton, Dutton, O'Neary, and Binder.
Mr. Binder, mind if I open this briefcase?
No, of course not. I hope this doesn't mean anything. I was going to turn the case in. Sandy, Miss Hovenka can tell you, we were just going to turn it in.
Why, Elvin, dear, you lost the key, remember? We were going to find a lock.
Well, what have we here? Now just hold this briefcase, miss, till I unwrap this towel. Oh, no. An inner-city bank towel, stenciled nice as you please.
That gun. I didn't know it was...
Yeah, isn't it pretty... cute little .38. Yep, been wiped clean. Fired once. Well, once is enough to kill that cashier, eh, Binder?
This is all a mistake, officer.
Mm-hmm, always is.
Sandy, you tell him. You know I was in my office this afternoon.
If you say so, Junior.
What? Oh, look, this is preposterous. I can explain...
Sure. You can explain later.
Am I under arrest?
Let's just say you and the boyfriend are joining me in a little ride across town.
Well, now, see here, there's such a thing as false arrest.
There's such a thing as carrying concealed weapons, you know what I mean? Now, let's walk out of here quietly. Both of you.
Oh, come on, Elvin, dear. I'm perfectly willing to let them search me.
Give you any help. I told you. I found the briefcase in a phone booth when I went to call my wife. Tell her I'd be late. Here, let me show you my driver's license, my credit card.
He's really perfectly innocent. We were just having a little drink like we always do. Oh, don't you worry, Elvin. I'll back you up.
You can both make a statement when we get to the station house.
Well, all I can say, Elvin Binder is real sweet. Square, but sweet. So, maybe pulled a boo-boo. Don't let this police bit bug you, dear. You'll be on your way home to Mama in no time at all.
Now then, Mr. Binder, if you'll just wait here a minute, I'll get a stenographer to take down your statement. Miss Haveka, you step in the next room, please. I think it's best we take separate statements, and you can both be on your way.
Now look, you surely don't think I'm guilty, do you?
Of course not. But the circumstances must be explained.
Did you get the real robbers?
We got one on Vanderbilt Avenue, right between the eyes.
Oh.
He was the man with the money.
$30,000?
The other man ducked in the Grand Central Station. Raincoat, black hat.
Yes, that's the one.
And he was carrying a pigskin bag.
And I had to find it.
Come in.
My name's McKinnon. The fellow outside said...
Oh, yeah. You're the lost property clerk?
Yeah, that's right.
Ever see this man before?
Him? Sure. He's the guy with that pigskin bag.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I'm positive. Is this the one who plugged the cashier?
No, he didn't plug the cashier. Thanks, Mr. McKinnon, that's all.
Oh, sure, okay.
Reads like this, Mr. Binder. The 18th Precinct Detective Squad covered Grand Central. We knew the guy with the pigskin was in there. All the employees were alerted.
So he left it in the phone booth, and I took it.
The clerk spotted it, and we had a man there. We were on your tail from the moment you left the lost and found counter. Now just sit tight, Mr. Binder, and I'll get that stenographer.
After the detective went out, I tried to relax, but something bothered me. Something I couldn't quite put my finger on. This was a stupid accident. Of course, it might happen to anybody. Every day, thousands of people find things that don't belong to them. If I was innocent, why was I worried? Then the whole thing struck me. I opened the door slightly, and there she was, perched on a desk.
And you can believe me, boys, when I say Elvin Binder III is the sweetest boyfriend a girl ever had. Oh, of course, he's innocent, poor dear. Oh, I mean, sticking up a bank and all that jazz. But I never dreamed he was married. It's been a terrible shock to me. Oh, he was so kind and considerate. A real square gentleman.
Perched on a desk. I hadn't counted on reporters or flashbulbs or a roving TV camera, and I hadn't counted on Sandra's legs. She was having a field day.
And Mr. Binder, Elvin, had promised to help me with my career. He said he knew the right people in show business. I just don't see how I can ever live this down.
You'll live it down. What about...
Say, you've got to stop that girl.
What girl?
That girl, Sandy. She's out there giving everybody an earful of lies about me.
So you can sue her.
Don't you understand? This will be in the papers, on the radio news tonight, even TV. And my wife will hear it, the neighbors.
Look, Binder, there's all kinds of news, good and bad. I'm not concerned about your love life.
But Sue Ellen thinks I'm with a client this evening.
So? You're with a client.
But look out there, showing our legs, making a scandal, trying to get her name and a picture in the papers. There must be a law. Look, you've got to stop her.
Sandra is no longer on the switchboard of Hutton, Dutton, O'Neary, and Binder. I don't know where she is. In Hollywood, possibly. Oh, but I know exactly where I am. Five evenings a week, I wait for gate 37 to open. Then I follow the crowd of commuters down along the platform to the 5:18 special to Westchester. The other evening, I was settled in my seat with my newspaper when... Oh, good heavens, my briefcase. I've got to go back and... I knew I had it with me when I was waiting. Oh. And then I saw it. I mean, her. She was a pretty girl, and she looked kind of cute holding my briefcase as if she didn't know quite what to do with it. I beg your pardon, miss, but you have my briefcase.
Oh, I do? I was just going to take it to the lost and found department.
Oh, don't do that. You see, my initials are on it.
Oh.
E.B. That's me, Elvin Binder.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, I guess it could be.
Oh, it's mine, all right. I can tell you everything that's in it. There are some very important papers, a toothbrush, an electric razor. I shave at the office sometimes when I'm late. And some cough syrup, my tranquilizers, and a pearl necklace.
A pearl necklace? Your wife's, I suppose.
Well, not exactly. I just got it for a kind of surprise, maybe.
I suppose it must be yours, all right. E.B. is for Elvin Binder, you say. I think Elvin is such an impressive name, don't you?
Well, we can't very well examine the contents out here in this crowd. Suppose we slip into a quiet little bar so that you can look and be absolutely sure.
I'd just love to have a peek at that pearl necklace.